Hello, hey, hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of the day that you were choosing to listen. I'm just happy you're here. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of Is You Feeling Right Fine? I'm not sure how to start this one, but other than by saying I have missed you. To the people who have been listening and who have been supporting, who have been replaying the past episodes, thank you so much for staying with me and hanging with me. Just to give you a little bit of an explanation, I had a couple of technical difficulties, needed a new microphone, but I'm gonna tell you, somebody pretty wonderful decided to gift me a new microphone for my birthday, which passed about 2 weeks ago. Miss Irena Coleman, thank you so much for this amazing microphone. I absolutely love it, and it's gonna be hard to keep me off of it. Another thing that happened that may have caused a little bit of a delay, and I don't know that I want to call it a delay or not, but I'm gonna just say it. my poetry group, Power Lines Poetry, we lost somebody who was very special to us. And I don't even know if I can say lost. I'm gonna say this person transitioned to the place where they were supposed to be in this moment in space and time. And God knows heaven did indeed gain an angel in Raina Ray Dub, the Life Changer Banks. And she is who I wanted to center this episode around. I don't have a script. I'm just going to speak from my heart. Now, here's the thing. I actually tried to record this episode about a week after the transition took place. But again, my microphone went out. I tried to record it with that little headset that comes with your phone, and it sounded terrible. It was like the voice was cracking. And so I look at it like this. I figure no poem is gonna come out before it's ready to or before it's time to. And I figured those words, maybe they weren't ready to come out just yet. Maybe it wasn't time for them to come out just yet. And maybe the listeners that are listening, hopefully the ones that would have listened then are listening now, and maybe somebody who needs to hear this will hear it now. But again, I don't have a script. Typically, I try to write my episodes out, but with this one, I'm just gonna speak from my heart. The title of this episode is, "And when you hug somebody, do it like you mean it." Let me repeat that. Just because I feel myself going into Baptist preacher mode. And when you hug somebody, do it like you mean it. Not sure where to begin, but I'm just gonna speak. So here it goes. I said this episode was gonna be about Raina. And here's the deal. While people are on this earth, and while you have access to them, be sure you give folks their flowers while they're here. You know, I talk about in my episodes and throughout the season, I've talked about, you know, things that hopefully will aid in mental health and wellness and just being happy overall. And that's something, you know, that helps in my mind, that helps being happy overall. I'm at a point in my life where I've lost a few people. I've lost several people that are close to me. And if it's one thing that I have learned, is that you give people their flowers while they're here, while they can see them. And yes, I do believe an afterlife exists. And I believe that some of those people that I have lost are in heaven right now, watching me do what I do. I believe that in one way, shape or form, they are my guardians right now. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for the time that I'm given to spend with these people who are so special to me. But, you know, again, give people their flowers while they're here. Now, when it comes to Raina, let me just talk a little bit about her. When it comes to her, she is somebody who never met a stranger, who had a smile that and I'm going to speak in the present tense. She has a smile that can light up an entire building. She, and when I tell you, it beams for miles and with beautifully perfect teeth. And it was one of those smiles, you know, they say smiling is contagious, but hers truly, truly is, because it's like when she walks in and she smiles at you, like all you can do is smile back. And all you want to do is run up to her and hug her. And that's a little bit about, you know, how I like to greet people. I am very much a hugger. Some people are okay with it, but you know, in this current climate, you know, everybody don't want to get that close to you. And I understand it. You know, COVID is definitely out here. And so yeah, I get that. But there is something about, you know, a smile and an embrace from somebody that makes all feel right with the world. And that is Raina Banks, Miss Ray Dub, the Life Changer. She chose the absolute perfect name for her stage name, Ray Dub, the Life Changer, because she did do that. She changed lives and she continues to change lives. I'm going to tell you, since her transition, like there were so many times that we were able and blessed enough to capture, and when I say us, I don't mean just myself and the closest people to me. I mean people in general in this community who were able to capture video of her just speaking and of her performing, you know, and that is a blessing, because, you know, her legacy continues to live on, and it still feels like she is here with us, you know, and I'm so thankful for that. And that speaks a lot to the person that she is. And it is a true testament as to who she is, because is I'm sorry, forgive me. I need some water. Hold on. She had a reach, is what I'm trying to say. She had a reach far beyond what she could have known and what she could have imagined. And that speaks volumes. When you have that kind of light in you, you know, it radiates even after your transition. And I have to say that it truly does and still is. And I believe it will continue to do so. She understood so much about how this thing called life works. She understood the concept of family better than most people I know. And I say that because what I love about her is that she is not afraid to speak her mind. She never was afraid to speak her mind, whether it was a popular opinion or whether it was not. She always lived in her truth. And she was always confident in who she is and who she was. And not many people could handle that. But it was cool because, again, she knew the power that she held and what she radiated and was not ashamed to show it at all. And I love her for that. She understood the concept of family. Let me circle back around to that, because I think I got off on a little tangent a second ago. She understood the concept of family. And what I mean by that is family is close. Family doesn't always mean blood. And I honestly can say that I feel like she's my family. And family can be a complicated thing, and you can argue sometimes, but you always understand what that bond is. And when I say argue, I mean disagree, whatever it was. And again, she was not afraid to express her opinion. And I have this belief that if everybody always gets along all the time and there's never a difference of opinion or a disagreement, then somebody lying. And see, that's what I love about her, because she, again, this goes back to her speaking her truth. So I say that to say, you know, even in the midst of whatever disagreement may have arisen, she still understood, you know, we family, we gonna argue, but we gonna get past this. So that was her thing. And I loved her for that. Like, she was that person. There's this meme that's out there, like, and it's this couple in the rain, you know, and I think above it has a caption of, you know, when you mad at somebody, but you still love them. I'm paraphrasing. I may have this wrong, but it was like this older man, and he's sitting in the rain, but he's got the umbrella open over his wife. He's looking in the opposite direction, but he still got the umbrella over her, protecting her. That in my mind is the personification of Raina. Like, she, even if she was disagreeing with you, she was still gonna make sure you were taken care of. She still she was still gonna make sure you was all right. She was gonna show up to rehearsals and she was gonna show up to gigs, whatever it was we were doing. She was gonna do it. She was gonna smile and she was gonna laugh. And if you were lucky, she was gonna bring her margarita cake. Oh gosh. And I'm gonna tell you, I was gonna try to duplicate that recipe, because I dig making some desserts every now and then. I was gonna try to duplicate that recipe, but I just, you know, it is one of those things that I will say I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to have more than once. And that's a little bit about the wonder of Raina Banks. So I guess the lesson in today is, you know, when I mentioned the title, and this is going to be a particularly short episode unless I continue to ramble, but the lesson is today, I mean, the title is, and when you hug somebody, do it like you mean it. You know, make sure you do that. I have to repeat, you know, give somebody the flowers while they are here. Embrace somebody, embrace those experiences, you know, and thank God, or whoever it is you pray to. Thank God, you know, that you've had the joy of having this person in your life. I'm gonna tell you, Raina was somebody who always showed up for everybody else. She was the personification of unselfish. She was family, she was friend, and she did stuff no matter the sacrifice that it meant to her. You don't find that unselfishness a lot these days. And I'm just thankful that I had the opportunity to experience it. And even though it may not sound like it, I'm sitting here with a smile on my face, because I'm reflecting on all the memories that I had with her. And I will tell you, at least 99.9% of them always had smiles involved, always had laughter involved. And I haven't even touched on the fact of, you know, what a gifted spoken word artist she is, you know. And yeah, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful, and I'm thankful. Oh gosh. So yeah, this was a mini episode. And I'm gonna tell you again, I tried to record the episode previously. I didn't have a script then. I don't have a script now. I wish I could have published the previous one, but unfortunately, again, technical difficulties, you know, wouldn't allow me to do so. So Miss Raina Coleman, thank you so much for this amazing new microphone. But I just wanted to get this out here to let y'all know, you know, that I'm still here. To let Raina know that I'm so thankful that she decided to be a part of my life, and for allowing me to be a part of hers. To say that I hope everybody is still out there feeling right fine. To say that I'm definitely going to be back with another episode, another full episode. I've got a couple of more things in store for you before the season ends. Yeah. And I think this is where I'm going to end it. I think this is exactly where I'm going to end it. So in closing, I would like to say thank you for tuning in. You could have been listening anywhere on this blessed internet, but you chose to come and hang with me, and that is not lost on me. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. That is my time for all things Catharsis the Poet. Check out catharsisthepoet.com as well as powerlinespoetry.com. Let me tell you something, Powerlines Poetry, we got some stuff coming up in these next few months. You're definitely going to want to be a part of. If you know, like I know, and you are from Mobile, Alabama, you know that we are the original home of Mardi Gras. And I'm going to tell you, Mardi Gras was one of Raina's favorite holidays. And yes, Mardi Gras is a holiday. It's a whole holiday for about a month long. And that is exactly what we're going to do for Mardi Gras. We are going to celebrate, and we're going to celebrate her exactly how she would have wanted us to. So for details on that, stay tuned to powerlinespoetry.com. It is some stuff that you do not want to miss. Again, thank you so much for tuning in with me. Thank you so much for still hanging with me. Yeah, love you all. God bless. And again, hug somebody like you mean it. Peace be with you.